Co-working is a community of workers and small business people that come together to collaborate and network. The number of co-working spaces has boomed in the U.S. and worldwide since the first facility opened in 2005 in San Francisco. Sector 67 in Madison offers co-working space. Founder Chris Meyer says it's too early to say if spaces in the state are thriving because a lot of them are just getting started.
As you've got with anything, is it a bubble or is it a trend? And that's something that remains to be seen.
When Sector 67 started 3 years ago, Meyer estimates there were about 100 co-working spaces worldwide. Now, he says, there's more than 1,000. Owner of Place Dynamics LLC, Michael Stumpf, says at the moment there's little co-working in Wisconsin, but it's ahead of more rural places. The consulting firm released a study about a year ago looking at the potential for co-working in southeastern Wisconsin.
I wouldn't say we're a leader. We're certainly not. There's many other states that have so many more co-working centers.
A new space called the Avenue HQ opened last week in Appleton. Co-founder Matthew Straub says that a co-working space is a great way to kickstart Appleton's creative economy.
I think a co-working space in any city really increases the visibility of that city's entrepreneurs. When you get those innovative people together, they can do a lot more.
Other co-working locations in the state include Workspace in Eau Claire, the Docking Station in Green Bay, and Horizon Co-working in Madison. Brianne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.